Farm leaders head to the Lone Star State. Welcome, everyone, with today's Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Members of the nation's largest farm organization are meeting to determine what their focus should be for the year ahead. Jonna Miller has more.
An estimated 5,000 farmers and ranchers from throughout the nation are heading to San Antonio for the American Farm Bureau Federation's 90th annual meeting.
We look forward to both enjoying San Antonio, but also taking care of the serious business of the organization, establishing what our policies are going to be for the coming year.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says the organization has well-developed policies on most of the major issues affecting agriculture.
So the debate at our annual meeting won't center around changing policies or really major revisions. The debate will center around how to best implement those policies and where will be the greatest opportunities to improve agriculture.
Stallman believes environmental and rural development issues could be front and center this year, but infrastructure may be the first big opportunity to address an issue vital to agriculture.
With this new stimulus bill being talked about, we have an opportunity perhaps to get funding, a sort of major works project, and improving locks and dams in our river transportation system.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The 90th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau officially kicks off on Sunday, but already close to 200 Farm Bureau members from Tennessee are in Texas during some of the state's agricultural operations. Yesterday, they were in McAllen seeing sugar harvest and processing. Today, they visit the King Ranch, and tomorrow, a tour of LBJ Ranch. And we'll have more reports from San Antonio all next week. Well, yesterday, Governor Phil Bredesen announced that USDA has designated 9 more counties in the state as natural disaster areas for agriculture due to last year's drought conditions. Those counties approved for federal farm assistance include Bedford, Marshall, Murray, Moore, Putnam, Sevier, Van Buren, and White. And that brings the total to 55 counties now that have been declared disasters from last year's drought. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.